It's my great pleasure to welcome Reverend George Quam to come and lead our worship this morning, and his wife Alma, who is going to have a little part in the service as well. George is the new minister at Merrow and Stoughton, is that right? Merrow and Stoughton. And this is his first visit here, and like some of you, I think he had a bit of a traumatic journey getting here, so please bear with him while he just kind of catches his breath before he starts the service.
I'm very happy, really happy to be here this morning. So lovely a place. I started off, I mixed my way, I trusted a navigation, and here I am. I'm so happy to be at Knapp Hill. I've done a little research on the internet about Knapp Hill, and I'm so happy. I thank God I came with my wife, Amma. We came from a place called Bexley Heath in Kent. It's a lovely place, and by God's grace, we've come to Wave Valley Circuit. I'm here to serve you. I'm here to share God's word with you. Originally from Ghana, and those who read my autobiography, I mean, obviously, you will know. My name is Uncle George. If you're under 40, call me Uncle George. If you are above 40, you call me King George. So don't forget, if you call me George, I will not respond. Under 40 is Uncle George. Above 40, call me King George. I'm really happy to be here this morning to bring you the good news of our Lord, to worship the Lord in the beauty of his holiness, with joy and with gladness. Even though showers of blessing came this morning, we are here, the faithful one of Knapp Hill. God will bless you for coming through the rain. And you will not live here the same, but you will live here as people filled with the Spirit and grace of God. May our beginning be in the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We are all going to say together Psalm 119, 1 to 8. Let's stand, please. We all say together. Let's say together. Blessed are whose ways are blameless, who walk according to the law of God. Blessed are they who keep his statutes and seek it in all their hearts. There is nothing wrong, they walk in his ways. You have laid down riches that are equally unfaired. Oh, the praise was steadfast in the name of the priests. Then I would not be put to shame when I consider all your commands. I will praise you with an upright heart as I learn your righteous laws. I will obey your decrees. Do not utterly forsake me. We sing with all our heart the hymn 39, Angel Voices Ever Singing.
Thank you.
let us pray. Our gracious God, we thank you for your love and care for us. We thank you, Lord, for loving us, for caring for us, for providing our needs. Thank you, Lord, that you've been our protector since we first met. Thank you for bringing us, Lord, giving us rains, giving us sunshine, giving us warmth, and even giving us the cold weather. We are here, Lord, to offer our praise and thanks to you. We pray that, Lord, you'll be the center of our service today. Those, Lord, who are poorly, we pray that you would touch them and heal them. And those who are not here, you will send your word to touch them. Lord, meet our needs according to your riches in glory. Thank you for Naphill Methodist Church and for bringing us here for the first time. We pray that, Lord, your glory will come upon us to lead us, to guide us, and also to bless us. We thank you from the depths of our heart. We are grateful. Amidst COVID, you've given us health. Amidst COVID, our lives have been spared and we've been kept by your power. To God be the glory, honor, dominion, power, wisdom, authority, and thanksgiving. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, our Redeemer, the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We continue to worship the Lord with a hymn 489, All I Once Held Dear. we're going to do prayers of intercession. And I always don't want to look at the book, but I just want to appeal to your heart as we're going to pray. Why do we come to church? We come to worship God and to pray. The Bible says in Matthew 7:7, ask and it shall be given. Seek and it shall find. We've got problems in this world. And God will see us through. Philippians 4 verse 19 says, my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory. I know what I'm saying because I love Jesus before I became a minister 35, 36 years ago. So I know the Lord. But let me tell you, it's not all that you ask you get. Prayer is like a traffic light. Sometimes it's red. Sometimes it's amber. And sometimes the Lord gives the green. And I always joke by saying that I have three boys. I wanted a baby girl when I got married. Because in my family, the men are too many. So I wanted a girl. So when I got married, my wife got pregnant, praise God. I laid my hands on her tummy and quoted Mark 11, 25. It says, whatever that you desire, ask God, he will do it. I prayed and prayed. The doctor said, George, congratulations, a baby boy. I went to the second round. I laid my hands. It was a baby boy. The third, it was a boy. I never got a girl. I know my children may give me. All that I want to tell you, whether cancer, whether diabetes, arthritis, Alzheimer's, diabetes, any form of disease, God can touch you. But if he doesn't, he will give you the strength to go through. Let us bow our heads in prayer. I want you to pray for yourself. Ask God to bless your life. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our needs and griefs to bear. Tell the Lord about your family, your children, your grandchildren, your husband, your wife, your sister-in-law, your brother-in-law, your work, paying off your mortgage, or you are struggling in life. Tell the Lord about your health. I am the Lord that heareth thee. I am the Lord, I care for you. Pray and commit your grandchildren to God's hand. Pray and ask God's blessings over your life. Ask God's peace in your life. Whether you are lonely or not, the Lord is with you. Do thy friends despite forsake you? Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he will take and shield you. And you will find solace, tranquility, peace there. Pray for yourself. Tell the Lord something. Pray for God's joy in your life. The Lord is with you. Speak to him anyhow. Whether you are having problems, whether something is nagging your life, God is with you. Thank you, Jesus. He's Lord. He's Lord. He's risen from the dead. He is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Lord, we bring before you our anxieties, our fears, our worries. Lord, you care for your children. Where are you, Lord, in our world, where many are dying without Christ? Where many are dying because, Lord, not a fault of ours. Lord, we pray that you will stretch your hand in our world from the north to the south, from the west to the east. We pray for all those who are poorly, those in nursing homes, those in hospitals, those in hospices, and those at homes. In the name of Jesus, you were wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities. And by the chastisement of your stripes and whatever went on within you at Golgotha, we were healed. So, Lord, we pray that you will stretch forth your hand over your church, the Waverly Circuit. Lord, look how the church is declining in the United Kingdom. Not only United Kingdom, but all Europe and even in America. Lord, we pray that you revive your church. Whatever has gone wrong, O God, we ask for your revival. God of John and Charles Wesley, visit Methodist Church, UK. Lord, look at your church today. Please, Lord, lift up your hand and glorify your name and save this church from dying. Please, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you are in control of our world, over the sick, over our own needs. We pray that, Lord, you will be with us. Thank you, Lord, that you are in control. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. To God be the glory. Great things he has done. We ask all this through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Our next hymn, we're going to sit and sing 544. We shall sit as the deer pants for the water, so my soul longs after you. We shall sit and sing. Yeah, we'll now take our offering, please. Let us pray. Lord, we dedicate this gift to you. It's yours. With all our problems and anxiety, we add them. Accept and bless the works of our hands. In Jesus' name, amen. I'll call on Amma to read a poem for us.
Okay, right. The poem is entitled Stand by Faith. Stand by Faith. And the author is not known. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Stand in faith, even when you can't see your way. Stand in faith, even when you feel like you can't face another day. Stand in faith, even when the tears want to flow from your eyes. Stand in faith, knowing that our God will always provide. Stand in faith, even when you feel like all hope is gone. Stand in faith, knowing that He is always there for you to lean on. Stand in faith, even when you feel like giving up. Stand in faith, because He is there saying, just look up. Stand in faith, even in those times you feel so all alone. Stand in faith. Hold on and be strong, for He is still on the throne. Stand in faith, even when it's hard to believe. Stand in faith, knowing that He can change your situation and suddenly. Stand in faith, even when you feel it's hard to pray. Stand in faith and believe that He has already made the way. So, stand in faith, because you already have the victory, for we walk by faith and not by sight. Amen.
Thank you very much, my wife. Great. I want you to smile a bit. There was this an elderly lady, about 89 years old, very beautiful, very smart. And there was this man selling vacuum cleaner at the countryside. This young man went to this house and knocked at the door. Who is that? The elderly lady opened the door. What can I do for you? Oh, I'm selling a vacuum cleaner. Will you buy it? Go away, I don't have money. I want you to try, lady. It's a good machine. I say I don't have money, go away. As the lady was about to close her door, the man used for to wedge the door and said, until you allow me to sell this to you, I will not go away. Well, you can stand here. I don't have money. I will prove to you what I'm saying is true. So the man with the bag of horse manure poured on the hallway and said to the lady, if this machine doesn't clean up the mess, I will personally eat it. And you will see what I'm telling you that is the truth. Then the lady turned and said to him, I bet you you've got appetite because the electricity was cut off this morning. So I want you to smile as we are in the house of the Lord. Don't frown. It doesn't take to smile, but it takes muscles to frown. Smile, and the Lord will bless you. Let's hear the readings for today.
Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 1 to 9. Love the Lord your God. These are the commands, decrees, and laws that the Lord your God directed me to teach you to observe in the land that you are crossing the Jordan to possess, so that you, your children, and their children after them may fear the Lord your God as long as you live, by keeping all his decrees and commands that I give you, and so that you may enjoy long life. Hear, O Israel, and be careful to obey, so that it may go well with you, and that you may increase greatly in a land flowing with milk and honey, just as the Lord, the God of your fathers, promised you. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These commands that I give you today are to be upon your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home, and when you walk along the road, and when you lie down, and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands, and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses, and on your gates. Thanks be to God for his word.
Our second reading is from Mark chapter 12, reading from verse 28 to 34. The greatest commandment. One of the teachers of the law came and heard them debating. Noticing that Jesus had given them a good answer, he asked him, of all the commandments, which is the most important? The most important one, answered Jesus, is this. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this. Love your neighbour as yourself. There is no command greater than these. Well said, teacher, the man replied. You are right in saying that God is one, and there is no other but him. To love him with all your heart, with all your understanding, and with all your strength, and to love your neighbour as yourself, is more important than all the burnt offerings and sacrifices. When Jesus saw that he had answered wisely, he said to him, you are not far from the kingdom of God. And from then on, no one dared ask him any more questions. Thanks be to God.
We're going to say together 1 John 4, 7 to 12. Just sit, as you say, reflect on those words for today. Let's say together. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God, and is God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world, that we might live through him. This is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as a Thank you very much. I've got one concern for the Methodist Church. The church in which I serve. In 50 years to come, do you think this church will still exist? This is definitely. It's a big challenge wherever I go, I pose to the members. The church is going down and down. But the mystical body of Christ, which we can't see, the gates of hell cannot destroy it, but the physical church like this, the youngsters are no longer interested in the things we do. So I always pray and ask God, Lord, you use John and Charles Wesley. I believe they will be turning in their grave to see the church in this way. I feel very sad for my church, the Methodist. I'm not just serving and being paid and being given a month. I'm not concerned about that. I'm more concerned about the souls of God, the people of God. How will the Methodist Church in 50 years, in 60 years, in 70 years be? Think about it and pray for the church. It seems we are more interested in things probably different from the mind of God. A word to a wise is enough. We need to pray for the church. We need to pray. The song by Charles Wesley is a most wonderful song of all time. We will sing, Love Divine, or Love Excelling. 503 of the Singing of Faith.
Thank you.
Permit me to stand at this lectern than to climb the pulpit. I want to share something from my heart with you. Advent is around the corner. Advent starts from 28th of November till 24th of December, where we prepare for the coming of the Messiah. Now, from Trinity Sunday until Advent is a time that the church uses to teach her members. So it's a teaching time. It's an ordinary time. That's where we put on green. Teaching. And the church has got three dispensations, year A, year B, and year C. We are in year B. So in Advent, we'll be moving to year C. Now, from the Trinity Sunday up till Advent, the time we use to teach the church about being a disciple of Christ, what you are supposed to do for the Lord. So it's teaching time. And today, we are going to be asked to love God with all our heart, with all our totality. There was this man called Stephen Robert Owen. He was a crocodile hunter, an Australian. This man was very clever. Then on the 4th of September, he died. He protected himself from so many things. But he felt vulnerable to his heart. When being a crocodile hunter, a stingray barb pierced his heart. Steve died on the 4th September, 26th. That is 2006. He was vulnerable. He did not protect his heart. He protected his head, his old body, but left the heart. I don't want us also to do the same thing, the same mistake, by not protecting our heart spiritually. In Proverbs chapter 4, 23, it says, above all, guard your heart. Now, Jesus, the Son of God, had taught his disciples. When the three of them wanted a place in heaven, let me sit at your right hand, your left hand. He taught them, look, serve rather than to lord. Then from there, Jesus opened the blind man's eye. That was last Sunday. And today, being the master of chess, the Pharisees and the Sadducees came to him and said, look, we are called Sadducees. We know everything. We don't believe in spiritual things. Now tell us about the resurrection. Do you think there will be resurrection at all? After all, a man had a wife. The man died. And according to Moses' law, the next in kin, that is the brother, must marry her. And there were seven brothers. They all married the same woman. In resurrection, whose wife will this person be? And Jesus said, you hypocrites, tell me. I know for sure in heaven there will be no marriage. We will become like angels. So you add. And then when the Sadducees finished, the Pharisees also came. And then one of them asked, Master, tell us the best of all the laws. After all, Moses has given us so many laws. And there must be I believe, and important of them all. And Jesus asked him, tell me yourself. And then he said, according to Deuteronomy chapter 6, read, we need to love the Lord with all our heart, with all our being, with everything, and also to love your neighbor as yourself. And Jesus said, right, you've done well. You are not far from the kingdom of God. Friends, what most matters to God? There was this doctor. He had a breakdown of his car and therefore went to the garage. Immediately, the mechanic recognized the doctor and said, hey, doctor, what are you doing? He said, my car had broken down. Oh, now you see. Let me ask you a question, doctor. I am a mechanic. I open up car, I fix valve, I change, and they become new. We do the same job, but why is it that you are paid more money than I? And then the doctor said to him, I bet you do your work whilst the engine is running. The mechanic will never work on a car with the engine running, but the doctor runs the car or runs human with the engine running, because the heart is a very important organ. It beats with life, it stops with eye. So the doctor can't stop the heart totally while the body is dead. The body must run, not like the mechanic, where he has to stop the engine. God wants to deal with us whilst the engine is running, whilst we are alive. What matters to God most is our heart. As we sit here, I don't know what you are thinking, but God knows the heart. He knows what you are thinking. What you are thinking about George, that who is this man? He knows the heart. Therefore, we need to fear the Lord. Jesus said to them, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Without a change of heart, we can't love the Lord with all our heart, with all our being, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. Friends, without a change of heart, we can't really love God. He needs to touch our heart, the cardia. What beats with life stops with that. That's the physical organ. But the spiritual, when a Hebrew man says, let me explain to you, when a Hebrew man says heart, the person is not talking of what beats we live, stops we die. The heart is your totality, your person. Your heart is not right with God. Does it mean this heart, this organ isn't right? No. The person is talking of your being, your totality. Is your heart right with God? Because if your heart is right with God, you will love. You will care. You will empathize, you will sympathize, you will really care about people. You will love only those who love you. But those who hate you, you will love them and pray for them. God is calling us to love Him with all our heart, with all our soul. And that soul defies logic. Therefore, Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, verse 38, you've heard of old, eye for an eye and tooth for tooth. But I say unto you, if someone smites you on the cheek, turn the other. Pray for those who despise you. Those who hate you, pray for them. And be like your Heavenly Father. Friends, if we want to gain admission to the presence of God, we need to have our hearts examined. For without that, we cannot see God. Jesus said to the Pharisees, the Sadducees, and the scribes and the teachers of his day, "You people honor God with your lips, but your heart is far from him." The whole world would have been a better place if Christians, our heart is touched by God. We will care, we will love, we will empathize, we will sympathize with people. Even within the church, people backbite, people gossip, people treat one another badly. Why? And how? We will only see the glory of God if our hearts are dealt by God. Friends, Jesus wants more from us. Jesus wants to see the glory of God in our lives. And if we are able to do so, he will bless our life. Therefore, Jesus said, look, loving your neighbor isn't enough. But listen, in Leviticus, it says that your neighbor is someone within your family. That's what the law says. But Jesus said in the parable of the Good Samaritan, now listen, your neighbor should be the person that you do not know. So he used the Samaritan story. The person from far. The person that you do not know. That is your neighbor. What matters to God most is our heart. If the Lord doesn't deal with your heart, I'm afraid you are wasting your time in this church. Allow him to examine your heart. Allow him into your life. In so doing, you will see the glory of God in your life. I remember in 1975, I was just 15 years old. You can calculate my age. I was just 15 years old, very young, did not respect my teachers. I pelted my teachers with mangoes in Africa. I didn't respect my parents. I was a thief. I was a rascal. I was a bad boy. Then I met Jesus Christ. He changed my life. Then one day, my mom and dad looked at me, lifted up their hands and said, "Oh God, what have you done to Uncle George? What have you done to our son? We are most grateful." My life was totally changed. My teachers looked at me and said, "Wow, what has happened to you?" And then my message was, "Jesus is now living in me." Friends, when Jesus comes to your life, you are no longer the same. He changes everything. And therefore, Galatians chapter 5 says, you are a new creation and you start to bear fruit. And that fruit comes love. You care. You love. Therefore, friends, as we are going home, I want to challenge you today, the last day in October, 31st of October, 2021, I want to challenge you. I want to throw a challenge to you. Examine your heart. If your heart is right with God, You will love him with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your totality. And you will love your neighbor as yourself. It is my prayer that the good Lord will touch our hearts. It's my prayer that our world will be a different place if we all will love. Love will cover the multitudes of sin. For God that we serve is not white. God is not black. God is not yellow. God is not pink. God is not man. God is not woman. But God is spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Finally, I've worked for the Methodist Church for over 35 years as a minister. The Methodist Church pays me, fine. I know only the Methodist Church. I've never seen God before. Whether he's tall, he's short, I don't know him. But I see you. Now tell me, if I say I love God and hate you, am I not hypocrite? You've never seen God before. Tell me, I have never seen God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Therefore, if you hate me and you say you love him, you are a hypocrite. Then the truth is not in you. But if you see God and you see your neighbor as the same, you will love him. In Africa, we say, you are because I am. I am because you are. Friends, let us love one another. Never speak ill of anyone in this church, in your family. Care, empathize, and sympathize. Care for nature, animals, plants, things that God has given us. For we have only one life. When this life is over, you will never come as George Kwam. Go home. Love. Care. Empathize. And sympathize with humanity. In so doing, our whole lives will be blessed by God. It's my prayer that the good Lord will ever be with you. Love God with all your heart, with all your soul, and love your neighbor as yourself. Let us pray. Father, we thank you so much for Nap Hill Methodist Church. Thank you for your children. I pray that this impartation will be upon their heart today, the 31st of October. As they go home, Lord, bless their lives. They are going out and they are coming in. Fill their lives with love divine, perfect and right, pure and good, a copy of the Lord's. Thank you, Lord, that you are with us. To God be the glory, great things he has done. We ask this in the name of Jesus our Lord. Amen. There is this song, not in singing the faith, when we walk with the Lord in the light of his word, what a glory we share in our way. Trust and obey, for there is no other way but to trust and obey. Let's sing this song with vim, with joy, when we walk with the Lord.
Thank you.
You've got a beautiful voices. Thank you, Knaphill Methodist Church. God bless you. Before we finish off, it's my custom for us to say Psalm 23. Wherever I've been is Psalm 23. So if you can remember, let's all say Psalm 23 together. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Let's share the grace together. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us soul evermore. The Lord be with you. Thank you.